He was actually my older sister's boyfriend and basically came to live in the family home. So basically I looked at him as a family member.
And when did things start to change and how did they start to change?
Well, he literally one day said to me, "Do you like fishing? You like fishing, don't you?" And like, because I was a bit of a tomboy. And he said, "I know where you can go. If we go on our bikes, I'll show you where it is." So I said, "Oh, yeah, you know, I'd like to go and do that." Anyway, when I went, we rode our bikes, and then he said, "Oh, we'll do that in a minute," and then exposed himself to me and made me start doing things.
That first time, what was going through your head? Were you scared or confused? Because you were pretty young.
I actually didn't even know what sex was or anything. As I say, you know, I actually thought babies were born when you got married. And I just sort of thought, I don't like this at all. Anyway, and he said, "What a good girl you are, what a good girl." He said, "If you tell anybody, you'll be dead. You will be dead."
And did you believe him?
I totally, for years, yeah. I actually thought, I don't know what I've done right or wrong, but at the end of the day, I don't want to be dead. Having to do something which was awful, which I didn't like, and I knew I didn't like, and he knew I didn't like, but to say, "You've been a good girl, but if you tell anybody, you'll be dead." I thought, have I done something wrong? If you told, "You've been a good girl, but if you tell anybody else, you'll be dead," it's really hard to understand. That's the actual first time I totally remember everything, you know, every part of it, which in fact was the one thing that kept coming back to my mind over the years.
And even now you say you remember that, you remember
that. I can literally, although I've obviously been, you know, through a lot of other things, that is one time I remember, like, that would never go.
So what happened then? Because I know this went on for several years. And would he find excuses to take you off on your own or be alone with you?
Definitely, yeah. And basically, everyone kept saying, you know, "Why did you let him do it?" Or, you know, it's very, very hard to explain that. But just any excuse or any time that we were alone, he would make advances.
Did you try to stop him? Did you fight him?
I think because of the "you'll be dead," in the end it sort of became, I was his, like, property. Even on their wedding day, he took me in the bathroom and abused me. And that's when he said, "Oh, I've married the wrong sister." And I was like 12, 13, do you know what I mean? I don't remember coming out of that bathroom. I don't know how I got out.
Did your parents or anyone else around you notice that you changed or that you were timid? Did they notice that anything was wrong with you, even if they didn't know what it was?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, they did recognise things, but basically it was attention-seeking or highly strung, or, you know, the words that were used, which in fact stayed in me. And I just thought, if I tell you something, but then I thought, well, I can't because I'll be dead. Once I knew what it was about, then it came the time that I wouldn't necessarily be dead, but this, I love you. So I associated it then that this is what people do when they love you. The things that he made me do were horrendous. The things he did to me were horrendous. I was convinced that's what love was.
How did it come to an end and when did it end?
Basically, I started nursing. I moved out of the house and into the nurse's quarters and then came on holiday and met somebody who was just really nice to me and said, "Would you like to move here?" So I said, "Well, yeah, okay." And that was when I was 19.
And how did that affect you when, as you say, you met someone else and you began a new relationship? Was that hard for you?
Yeah, very hard. And to be honest, I loved him. Don't get me wrong, I loved him as how I knew to love. Looking now, I think he was like my saviour. And he did have to put up with quite a lot with my mood swings, my attitude, my, you know, fear at sometimes of being touched or something. And, you know, I know I've got three children with him. And, you know, words can't express, you know, that they're the best. But, again, I didn't trust the fact that that was love. I didn't have my children in my life for a few years because I pushed them away. I couldn't explain to them how I was feeling. I still had this inner secret that did affect my whole life.